Ladies and gentlemen, the golden age of rock and roll.
You are listening to Concert Blast.
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold, your host, along with
Brian Hasbrook
and
Tom Thompson.
Hey guys, are we having fun or what?
We having a blast.
Well, we're sitting in a restaurant called
Kazoo. Where's it located, Mike?
Well, it's at Cummins Station here in Nashville, Tennessee. What a hot, humid day today.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely. But it's all going to be worth it tonight, because tonight at 8:20, who hits the stage?
Cheap Trick, brother.
Cheap Trick, man.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I'm excited about seeing those guys again. I ain't seen those guys in probably 6 years. I saw them at a club here, actually, and it was fabulous.
Robin could really sing it, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could. Yeah, thank you. I want to thank everybody for continuing to listen to our podcast out there all over the world. I tell you what, more and more countries are logging on to our website and downloading our podcast. And I really thank our website provider for giving us all the information right online. That is such a blessing to see where our hits are coming from, and it's wonderful. Of course, the United States is number one, but we're getting it from the Netherlands. It's probably the first country outside of the United States. It's the biggest hits, and I thank everybody in the Netherlands. Everybody say,
thank you, Netherlands!
But it's great to see that happening. We also see a lot from Canada. And a matter of fact, speaking of Canada, we even have an email here from Canada. And one of the last shows that he saw was about our favorite concerts. And so what we're going to do, Brian's going to read that email, that guy from, what's his name, Bob from Canada.
Bob from Canada. Doesn't specify where. He's saying, just dropping you a line, letting you know how much you enjoyed the podcast. And I've been looking forward to it. Let's see. I'm not quite sure what he means here, but he's saying Michael Butler on the Rock and Roll Geek Show did a segment with Tony Stidler Dennison a few months back.
Yeah, well, Michael Butler he's from San Francisco,
okay.
And he has a podcast on rock concerts,
right.
And he's in a band and he plays bass for American Heartbeat out in San Francisco. But they do rock segments from time to time, so that's what he's referring to.
Bob's nice enough to tell us his age. He says, I'm only 31, so my experience is not as vast as yours, which means we're older.
Yeah, now, it's a couple of years.
He talks about some of his favorite guys that he's seen. He talks about Peter Gabriel, Paul McCartney, Rush, Sloan. Not sure.
Rush is a very
famous Canadian band, I said.
Yeah.
He said kind of a cross between Kiss, Beatles, and Cheap Trick.
I might like them myself.
That's kind of a wild, wonderful thing. He talks about other bands he really likes. Guess who? Boy, he's really digging back. Weezer, Elvis Costello, George Thorogood, Knack, several others.
Who'd you say? Knack?
The Knack. Well, then he mentions a band we haven't heard from in a long time, Stars.
Stars.
Brian
Stars.
Adams. Shabudu? Shubada. Y'all help me.
Maybe another Canadian band. Who
could
knows?
Be.
Well, that must be an old Canada thing, man, because I really don't know that guy. But he mentions Rick Emmett from Triumph.
He is
a favorite of ours.
Yes.
But it goes on to say, thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Bob from Canada.
Man, that's great. We also got another email from a band that heard us talk about them on the favorite concerts.
Oh yeah,
and read that.
It's just a real brief memo. It says just basically thank you for remembering Black Oak Arkansas on your podcast. We thank you for your support and hope to see you for a new year of Concert Blast with BOA this summer. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, Black Oak Arkansas. Yeah, we thank you, and we actually thank you for still carrying on the tradition of Black Oak and doing the great live shows. We saw Black Oak when they started out. We saw Black Oak when they were in their prime. And then we turned around and saw Black Oak in a club many, many years later. And but they didn't smash the guitars together like they did back when they were big.
I think they were afraid of, you know, spearing somebody with something. I don't know.
Right. Man, I tell you, that was the biggest thing. I think it's what made their big show. Them and Jim Danny Mangrove, the lead singer, scrubbing a washboard with his little, what kind of nails was that?
What do they call them then?
Thimbles.
Thimbles. Yeah,
they had thimbles on his hands, thimbles. And he's scrubbing that washboard. And it works with rock music. That's what's really crazy about it. And, man.
Well, violins work with rock.
And that's big.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do like them. And hopefully we'll get to talk to them on as they push their album coming out. Also got a... an email from the people from Joan Jett's crew, and right. talking about her new album called Naked, and she sent.
Or it might be Naked, depending on what part of the country you're from.
That's true,
absolutely.
Here is Naked.
But I'm sure she says it.
All you people from the Netherlands, tell us what you say.
Let us know.
But she also sent me the song.
Joan did.
Yeah, Joan's people did.
Oh.
The PR. Julie did. Thank you, Julie, so much for that. And Joan's actually producing some people right now. There's a band called The Eyeliners that's going to have something out that's coming out. Anyway, let's get to our main topics today. What's going to be our main topics today, guys? I would say what?
Why don't we introduce our sponsors first, Mike?
Okay. Hey, Brian, talk to us about our sponsors today.
Well, that might take a little time. Okay, we're done because we don't have any right now.
What do you mean we don't have any?
Well, that's what happens when you sit on your can all the time, Tom.
Who, me?
You're the salesman. And
that's what
I'm working on it. I'm working.
I'm quality, so the sponsors you get, I'm going to...
I'll let you know if they're any good. But guys, yes, if there's anybody out there that might want to help us out and do a little sponsoring with us, we would appreciate, you know, our website. What is our website?
concertblast.com.
That's right. So you can email us and we'll be glad to plug you in there and help us out.
We only want your love, but we'll take your money too. So
that's right.
You know, I also got one more email. Let me read this. This came from Gallatin, Tennessee, and it said, the best concerts, Plant and Page. He says there was an orchestra behind them. He says Robert Plant was just going crazier and crazier as the crowd got crazier and crazier. He said it was really good. They fed off each other. It's the more one got wilder, the other one got wilder. And then he said the Def Leppard Hysteria Tour. He said
that's one of Tom's bands, man.
Yes, you like Def Leppard?
Love Def
Leppard. Oh, he was a big band. He was the first guy to listen to On Through the Night, I think their first,
that's the very first
CD
one.
Was called.
You're exactly right.
So we can also, he said the reason he liked that is because all the songs they had, that was at their prime, and all their hits.
A lot of hits.
The light show. He says one of the best light shows he's seen. And then he said, Kiss, Hot in the Shade Tour. He said there was no hits on that album. So the show ended up turning into a greatest hits.
He only played
one song off that album. Oh, here's one you like.
Oh, very good.
Opening act, Motorhead.
Oh.
Lemmy.
Lemmy. Ice out of spades. The next act, Alice Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Alice Cooper. And you ready for the main attraction? Favorite. Judas Priest.
Right, I was there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where was I? I
must have been. Where are you?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I was probably.
Oh, I was in Arkansas at the time. Yeah.
Oh, Judas Priest, I'll tell you what. I'm tight.
You've got great brisket out there.
And West he said, I got to throw this in just for runner up. Brian Adams Waking Up the Neighbors Tour.
See?
Yeah, Brian. See that?
Y'all gonna pull me in sooner or later. I'm going to like
that
it.
Was the one we saw?
Yeah, actually it was. So Waking Up the Neighbors and the one right after that, too.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about, here's some more things that we discussed on our last show was fun shows. But, you know, after you do a show, you realize, guess what?
I forgot.
More fun shows, because I forgot about this and I forgot about that. So, let's talk about this. You mentioned to me about REO Speedwagon and Hermitage Landing in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh yeah, REO Speedwagon at the Hermitage Landing. That was it was a great summer concert series that they had at Hermitage Landing. They had actually the stage was out in the water. And
it's a floating stage.
Nothing like REO Speedwagon coming out. I mean, they were probably at their top. What year do you think that was, Mike? Approximately.
It was about
79.
It was late 70s, definitely. And I can distinctly remember, of course, the last song is what?
Ride in the storm out.
And what happened?
And believe it or not, guys, here comes this storm coming from behind the stage.
And we're out there on this beach.
Out there on the beach. They're sitting there, and there's water all around them, you know. And back then, they were a little worried about electricity and water, especially then. And all of a sudden, here comes the storm. And I tell you, as soon as they finished that song, they were gone. I mean, it was very cool the way everything played out, you know, with the name of the song. And of course, it's one of the best songs. Well, here comes the storm.
If you guys remember, they tried to get started, and the power went out.
Yeah, and the crowd finished singing the song.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's right near the end.
Yeah.
Exactly
right.
They started up, we're going to try it one more time, guys.
And that's exactly right.
What happened?
Stop. Where's electricity? Yeah. But that was a great show.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Fun. That was a lot of fun. I tell you what, we were getting drenched. It was pouring down so hard, but we didn't care because, I mean, we were just singing and having a great time. Yeah. And they were just trying to stay up under the cover, under the awning, the protection there. And they kept playing, but they stayed away from the microphones.
Oh, yeah. Because that was when they were still connected to a lot of electricity right through their guitars, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were a little worried about it.
Wasn't many wireless is going on back in those days.
There was no wireless back then.
Nope.
You were, like, grounded. So, oh, wow, what we got here? Well, actually, I'm the biggest fan of this band, so I'm going to talk about Jethro Tull.
Yeah. Tell us about.
I've seen them many on many many occasions. You just met because he plays flute better than you do. That's all.
One playing rock star.
Yes,
but he's he put on a show.
They have a very highly theatrical show, well orchestrated. Their stage show almost tells a story, and that's why I love them so much. And they're very unusual. They don't play music in any particular vein.
Nobody
sounds like them. They're very distinct, and I love bands like them and Queen for those particular reasons, because they're highly distinctive, and you can never nail them to one particular kind of music. You're just making fun of the snot is running down his nose thing.
No. I was thinking about Locomotive Breath, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my favorite song
by them.
Great. Yeah.
That's great.
Or Cross-Eyed Mary.
Oh, that's another good one.
Excellent song.
Yeah.
Several of them.
I can name quite a few, but I would know them, and I don't believe y'all would. So we're gonna move on from there.
You're probably right about that. I'll tell you what, though. I remember when Kansas came, and they were splitting a bill with Hart, and what it was is I guess neither one of them were in their prime anymore. Steve Walsh had actually left the band, and so they had John Elefante, which is a Christian artist, coming in there to take his place. I guess he knew some of the guys in the band, maybe Kerry Livgren, and which, by the way, later in other shows, Kerry Livgren said he's going to send us some emails, and he's contacted me. And he really likes this idea, and he's going to contact me and give me some stories. But he's told me some stories in person that I hope he describes them, because I can tell you about them. But
you can relate to it, can't you?
I can tell you about them, but I wanted to come from straight from him. But anyway, with John Elefante being their singer now, I said, I'm not sure. You know, Kansas is one of those bands that we never missed, because they were just fun.
That's right.
And we never missed them. And when they came, I was going, I'm really not sure if I want to see these guys or not. But Hart was on the bill, too. So Hart actually opened up. I think they were doing the flip the coin thing, you know, and doing a split deal. So anyway, what happened here was the lights went down. Hart did their set. The lights went down. And then I see all these musicians. Now, Robbie Steinhardt, the violinist, he left the band, too.
Wow.
So no Steve Walsh, no Robbie Steinhardt. Okay,
Steinhardt.
These violinists, like orchestra type people, line the front of the stage in these chairs, and they're hitting this note. And I'm going,
what in the world
did Kansas do? They didn't mellow down on us. And so what had happened is when the lights went down, those musicians were out front. You know how they tune up and the orchestra hits?
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you hit this note. And all of a sudden, a big bomb went up. The musicians grabbed their chairs and ran off the stage. And here comes John Elefante shaking his fist at the crowd. Tell him about a surprise. That was a surprise. I wasn't expecting that at all. I'll tell you another fun band that was actually from Nashville. And from another fun band from Nashville is Jason and the Scorchers. Now, I remember when they started out, what they did, they're kind of probably put out a gimmick of doing country songs in a rock style. And that's what Jason and the Scorchers were about. And we've known
Warner Hodges.
We knew Warner Hodges from going to concerts a lot. And Warner, I didn't realize, everybody told me he played guitar, but I had no idea that he played that good. And the way he plays on stage and spins the guitar around his neck, around his shoulders and all, that is amazing what he can do.
He can do it.
He is just very talented, and he's a really nice guy on top of that.
Remember
we at the Ramones standing in line, he goes, "We here to see the Bee Gees? Drinks are on me." You remember that? Remember right. He said that?
Remember when they played outside right there across from Vanderbilt?
Yeah, you're talking about at the Cats Records.
Yes.
Yeah,
sure
when they
was.
Set up there, they actually split a bill with the White Animals as well. But when they started out, though, it's like the first time they played, not many people there. Second time they played, a little bit more. Third time they played, a place is packed,
jamming.
Sold out.
Yep.
And we didn't have any idea that Jason and the Scorchers would be signed to a major label coming out of Nashville. We had
right.
no idea at all that that would happen. And then followed suit was REM, which was actually, they're from Athens, Georgia, but they played all their out-of-town gigs right here in Nashville. And we're going to have Bruce Fitzpatrick on our shows later, and he was the first guy who booked them. Bruce actually booked a lot of the local artists in the clubs here, including Tom and myself. And so he's got a lot of good stories. And actually, he and I booked some bands together as well. And we'll get some stories and tell you about that. So we'll come up later with another promoter show, and
there
that will
go.
Be fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I'll tell you another band that was really fun besides Jason and the Scorchers. I mean, they're always fun. But is Eddie Money. I remember the first time
show.
We saw him, it's like, "Wanna be a rocker, wanna be a rocker,
wanna be a rock and roll star."
Oh, yeah. Man, I tell you what, he's all over the stage. All over
oh,
the
yeah.
stage.
And he was just like a garage band gone wild. I loved him. He was just a straight ahead player, man. It's great.
Well, I'll tell you a show that you and I saw, and that was a very good surprise for me, and that was the 50s show at the fairgrounds. You remember that? Wasn't it me and you?
No, I believe.
Chuck Berry?
No, I missed that one myself.
Oh, okay, it must have been me and somebody else. I don't know who it
wasn't
was.
Wasn't me.
I saw Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, and then a couple of Danny and the Juniors at the Hop, and Bill Haley in the Comets is rocking around the clock. And then I remember third encore. Bo Diddley had three encores. On the third one, he came out crying.
Oh,
I met him years later, and I reminded him about that. You know, man, that was a long time ago, man. Oh, we got a guest that just walked in. Tom, who is this?
Hey, this is Carol Chase. Hi, Carol.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Carol's got her a new, well, maybe not so new, a CD out.
Well, it's about 8 months now.
Hey, Tom, move that closer.
Which way?
Toward her. You're a loud mouth. I know,
I'm loud.
Hi. Oh, I'm using my sexy voice.
There you go. We'll take it. Sound more.
Hi.
That's right.
See, if Tom tries that, he scares people. Yeah, so
there you go.
Just skip all that.
Can I get something to drink, beautiful?
Oh, hi.
Oh, Tom.
sure. Right. I mean, actually, just some water.
Double water on the
rocks.
You want a twist?
That's right.
Sure. Yeah, great. So let's go over. Are we going to go see Robin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we are.
She knows Robin.
I know,
because we just got done playing with her.
By the way, she's an awesome singer. She's a backup singer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, by the way. Do y'all didn't know that? Tom
was
supposed to give us a report from the Lynyrd Skynyrd show. Of course, he got there too late to see Bret Michaels and everybody.
I did get too late, you know. That's right.
And Johnny Van Zandt said, "Hi, I got to go to the stage."
No, Johnny was good, very friendly to us.
But
he was.
As he's yelling you as yelling at you going down the hallway or something, wasn't
it? he sat out and talked to us for a little while. Even though the curtain was down, he talked to us. So he was very good.
So
Carol
Tom
did
and,
too.
So Tom and Mary, his wife, enjoyed the show very good.
Yes,
but
did.
So since he got there late, he made up for us and he brought Carol to our show today.
That's
and
right.
And she's going to talk to us about her CD, and she just opened one up and put it down. And hey, first of all, can we get this on your website? You got
sure,
a website?
Yeah, you can purchase it at carolchase.com.
All right. And we'll put a link on there.
Okay.
From our website as well. So if you go to our website, you'll see carolchase.com. Just we'll have a picture of her and click on it and go right there, and then you can purchase it and give me my percentage.
Of course I will.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Did I say
know
that?
This part.
I didn't know I said that.
I didn't know about this part.
Oh, remember, it's net, not gross. So
it's net.
It's a big difference.
I'm about to take a picture of Tom and Carol. Y'all hug each other. Oh, that's so sweet. Now, let me do it again with the
flash. Oh, yeah, really, when it works, yeah.
All right, here we go. One, two.
There. Yay!
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Thank you.
That's right.
Hey, hold on. We got something here.
Say it again.
This gala.
Y parece esos grandes tumores tan muchos colores me gustan a mí.
What did you just say?
I don't know. It sounded good.
All the beautiful flowers in the rainbow, the colors are beautiful.
There you go. Isn't that so sweet?
Wow, that's right.
I'll agree.
I know something in German.
Okay. Oh, let's hear it.
Yes.
First of all, eine Tasse Kaffee bitte. Eine Tasse Kaffee bitte.
Which means?
Can I have a cup of coffee, please?
There you go. There you go.
Good. Now we're going to get our picture all together here. So
I don't know if it will fit, but we can
Are
try.
You back in it?
Yeah.
I love this. Isn't this great?
Yes, it's wonderful.
That's right.
Is that it?
I think you got it.
All right. Tom says that thing's selling really good over in Germany. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I have a distribution deal over there, and it's actually selling pretty good here, too.
Well, that's great.
All right.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
I have a fan up in Michigan, and for Christmas, he bought like 120 of them for his friends. I mean, who has that many friends? But he had all the addresses and everything, and he just bought 50 more. And
he's your biggest fan, isn't he?
Oh, he's my biggest fan, oh yeah.
Oh, that's I can see great. That.
Definitely.
That is great.
Wow.
No doubt.
I don't like anybody going out to buy 120 CDs.
I know it. I can't believe it.
Oh, that many friends do you.
And we were just up there.
I can get
there.
Another one and take your place.
He was in Michigan, and he had to work.
He could not.
He delivers beer, and he couldn't get off to see the show.
Oh, wow. No.
After all that.
Well, you're going to have to tell Mike about our show. You know, he can listen in on it. And
yes.
He can...
That
connect
word
to you,
and he knows where to find it, right?
Absolutely. Where can he find it? Where can Mike find our web show?
At concertblast.com.
That's right.
concertblast.com.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's right. Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about how'd you get hooked up with Skinner? How'd you get to start this CD solo project?
Well, I'm a singer and songwriter, have been for
that helps to start.
A long time in Nashville. When they go on my website at carolchase.com.
There you go.
She's smart.
They can find my discography, you know, the people I've sung with and things like that. And the name of the CD, this one is called Blue Highway. I wrote with a friend of mine, Russell Smith, who is with the Amazing Rhythm Aces.
Oh, yeah.
He actually wrote Third Rate Romance.
Oh.
And
Third Rate Romance.
Come on. Third Rate Romance.
Yeah, right.
She sounds much better than us.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
So,
we love singing songs when we talk about
help it.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. Well, so I happened to meet Ricky Medlock.
Of Skinner.
Yes. He was original drummer, but then he went and he quit Skinner. Actually, they hadn't really made it yet. Although he was on the first and last album. Yeah, he started Blackfoot. He was the lead singer
Blackfoot.
For that and all that.
Yeah.
And I had met him in Nashville, and he called me and said, at my house, he says, Carol, I'm getting back in Skinner, you know, and I just replaced this guitar player who was married to the backup singer. And there's an opening. I said, well, I don't know, I kind of have a life here. I mean, I have a publishing deal and all that.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you got to get down here tomorrow in Fort Myers. And so 2 days later, I went down there, and he said, well, yeah, you sing, you don't want the job? Sure. I was the only one there, the only girl auditioning there.
You're a kid.
Wow.
They didn't have open auditions or anything like that, you know.
He just went in and...
Yeah, and they said, well, let's just sing a little bit of Smell, and let's do Double Trouble.
All right.
Maybe
yes.
Simple Man, and... let's do some backup parts. So I did that. And that was 96, the summer of 96, and I've been there ever since.
Wow.
So then a lot of people said, you know, what did the backup singers sound like? And that's why I did my CD. I said, well, I have this and many, many more songs, but let me start with this. I did it here in Nashville. And
guys, I tell you, it's a great CD. I've listened to it. It's one of my wife's favorite CDs, and Carol really does quite well.
Sorry, Mary.
You didn't know he was married.
Better than Tom.
No, that's what you do. You know, you're with somebody you supposedly know really, really well, and you're in a big crowd of people, and they go, well, my wife, and you go, what? And everybody looks at you because they know that you know him real well. You know, you're married. You got to be kidding.
What do you mean? Yeah. That sounds great. Yeah.
It is selling really well. Considering that I don't have a record deal, I'm just doing it on my own, off my website. Like I say, I have a distribution deal. Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, it's a small distribution company, but I think they started selling it about the 20th of October, 2004, and I've sold 2,500 copies.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's not bad doing it out of yourself through a website.
I think so, yeah. I think it's good.
That's right.
I would love to sell 2,500 copies of our show.
That's right.
Maybe we can do a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, really.
There you go. That might work.
Well, everybody has to start somewhere.
That's true.
That's exactly right.
And I'm
we started 20 years ago somewhere. We're still starting.
We are.
Like my friend wrote the song, I'm Never Gonna Stop Starting Over Again. Yeah, John Wesley Riles wrote that.
That's
so
nice.
Anyway, and then a great title. Oh, I love that song. But that's what y'all are doing. That's what I'm doing. You never do stop.
Yeah,
just reinvent things and go.
That's right.
Hey, Carol, tell us about any strange experiences you've had on the road. And things go wrong, haywire,
well,
weird.
It's like a little Peyton place, actually. Like any, you know, we have a couple buses, bus one and bus two. And you drive down the road, you get to know everything about each other. And then some of the things you like, some of the things you don't, and you just...
Some things you wish you
well,
didn't
like
know.
Like I told the guys, I said, now, no matter what, never start a sentence with, you know what Carol said? Do never start anything with that. Please. And then so immediately, that's what they've been doing. But, you know. Yeah, I heard that Carol said that. Never do that, please. Get in deep trouble.
Get in trouble.
Yeah, big time.
Not a good thing to say.
So, well, you know, we sit on the bus, and Billy Powell, the keyboard player, is on my bus. And, well, I'm on his bus, actually.
Yeah.
But he talks about, you know, the things that happened in the early days. He talks about, you know, the plane crash and what happened. And sit there and listen to all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Learn all the inside stuff.
Wow.
And not that, you know, once you hear it, you don't want to hear it again, but you do know the history, so.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Because you know Skinner before they had the backup singers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, before that, we saw them like right
before they started headlining.
I think it was right before their
right after album their
came
club
out.
Show.
Of course, I wasn't born then, you know.
you
well,
either,
I was only about
he's
five.
A young
well,
Brooklyn.
You and
you
Tom
know.
Both.
That's right. I'm young too.
My mom had to drop us off and pick us up.
Well, Mama had to drive it down.
Wow. Because we were only, what, 8?
Yeah,
right.
Actually, I was 15. You were 16.
Shut up.
You were driving us.
Yeah, you're the old man in the crowd.
All right, if you had to put out a single.
Oh, wow.
Good question.
It depends on what station. Because, like, I'm the blues. I think I would do, a lot of people like Blue Highway, but... Like the song Let Go, a lot of girls like that because it's, well, people like it, but it's like about letting some relationship go.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see. I did one Bob Dylan song, Gotta Serve Somebody. People like that. They're
oh,
like,
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You may be an ambassador to England or France.
Very good.
To England or France, you might like to gamble, or you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You might be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage, money, drugs at your command, or women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree dean. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Serve. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. You may be a state trooper, might be a young Turk, maybe the head of some big TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, or maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yeah,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
So what's the latest with Lynyrd Skynyrd, if you can say a few things?
Well,
I hear Johnny's sick right now.
Johnny is sick. Yeah. We're gonna play Fanfare on Sunday, but
Country music festival.
Strep throat or something like that.
Yeah, he's got strep throat, and he's been singing a lot, you know. And
yeah,
so,
he's been touring a lot.
I was actually thinking about going there because they said Skynyrd and Big and Rich and Gretchen Wilson were going to be there. They even said something about the same bill. I don't even know.
I'm going to be there, but I'm just going to be on the sidelines watching Big and Rich.
You like
there
him?
There you go.
Like him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Big Kenny and John Rich.
I play chicken with a... You know, do you guys know what that means?
No.
I play chicken with a train, chicken with a train. Uh-huh. I think this is one of the meanings of it, is that,
just saying that
the train... The train is the music business. The train is the music business. I played chicken with the train, like I won. They said I would never be able to do it and that kind of thing. So I stood there and defied the odds and made it. I played chicken with the train.
Pretty
Who
good.
Would think about that?
Oh, wow, that's great.
I know. Well, if that's not the meaning, I'm writing it.
Hey, I think it's a good catch. Try, you might as well.
Well, that's all the time we got now, because you know what we're about to do, guys?
Who are we about to see?
We're about to go see one of Carol's friends, Mr. Robin Sander and his band Cheap Tricks. So let's go see them.
Right down here at the cannery.
Yeah, we're right. Well, actually, we can look out our window here at...
Where are we?
Kazoo.
Kazoo Restaurant.
It's beautiful down here.
It is beautiful. Coming here
at Cummins
Station here in Nashville, Tennessee. Cool. Looks like the clouds are rolling in, and this is an outdoor concert. This is going to be interesting. I hope I can take some pictures of this.
I think it's going to be some great special effects tonight.
I was going to say for all the fans out there listening to this, that for all the girls out there, these are three very good-looking guys, okay? There, I just said it.
Very cute.
You lie very well.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Oh, you guys are looking pretty cute.
Tom, you going to give her that five or what?
That's right. I'll pay
you
later.
Do I get paid now? Oh, I don't get paid yet.
That's right.
Anyway, this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
Oh, yeah, Brian. He signed off.
And we'll let Carol.
Yes, this is Carol Chase signing off. And
thank you so much for joining us today and putting up with our crazy
Thank
honesty.
You. That's Thank right. you, gentlemen.
And singing right. with us, too. I appreciate That's that. Right. That makes it fun.
That's right.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. God bless you. So long.
All right, Bye. See ya.
Well, you took all of my money, took all of my pride. You took all of my love, babe, and threw it all aside. Now you're knocking at my door, telling me you've seen the light. I'm happy for your revelation, but that don't make her alright. Oh, I forgive you, darling, but I never will forget. Well, heaven ain't made it worse than that perfect, yeah. Now, I don't hold a grudge, I don't have a bitter heart. I just learned my lesson, I'm not stumbling in the dark. Well, I believed in you, put my trust in what you said, when I should have hired a private detective instead. Well, I'll forgive you, baby, oh, I never will forget. Cause heaven ain't made a woman that perfect, yeah.
Heaven ain't made a woman like
a fool made once, lie like a big dog. say goodbye. But don't jump to conclusions, keep your hands to yourself. I've been fine without you cooking all by myself. Well, I'll forgive you, baby. Ooh, but I never will forget. Well, heaven ain't made a woman that perfect yet. Dance. Well, I'll forgive you, baby. I never will forget.